turning people of faith into people of action to win the cultural war for life, liberty, and the family. Now, here is the founder and president of Faith to Action, Janet Folger.
Well, hi, and if you're sick of talking and tired of losing battles we should win, put your faith to action. That's what our host, Janet Folger, likes to say at the beginning of the program. I'm Ingrid Schleter, and I'm filling in today for Janet Folger. She'll be calling in about half an hour with some information about what's going on Capitol Hill, where hearings have just begun this morning on an extremely important issue. We're talking about H.R. 1592, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act, the hearings are sponsored by Representative John Conyers. Janet is on Capitol Hill. She'll be talking with us in just a few minutes about what's going on there and letting us know the latest information about those hearings. But we're, in the meantime, going to be talking about the evil that transpired yesterday at the University at Virginia Tech. And we are going to be addressing this entire issue. We're going to be taking calls from listeners, and we do have a guest on the line. I read his commentary from WorldNet Daily this morning and was shouting, yes, yes, and yes. This was a tremendous commentary, and it has a headline on it that might leave some people a little bit agog, particularly the socialists in Europe that are all screeching for far more gun control in America. You know, well, what's wrong with these Americans? Don't they get the fact that allowing people to have guns leads to things like yesterday's carnage? Well, I'm not frankly interested in what the Europeans have to say. That little boat called the Mayflower that left Europe and landed here on the shores of a vast wilderness known as North America, they came here for a reason, and that was to not be Europeans. So I'm concerned about what we as Americans are doing in response to this hideous event. But the headline on the WorldNet Daily article by Andrew Longman, who I'm going to welcome in just a moment, it reads, Needed More Americans with Guns. And our guest is Andrew Longman. He's an applied scientist. He's also a commentator with WorldNet Daily. And I'd like to say welcome to the program today.
Tremendous to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, that headline would really raise the blood pressure on a few people at The Guardian over there in London. But let's explain exactly what we're talking about. You said something so clear here. This is not a tragedy. Tragedies are sad things that occur naturally, you wrote. A friend dying of cancer is a tragedy. This, instead, is an act of evil and of infamy. It is an act of terror and sabotage. They are an act. The murders at Virginia Tech are willful malevolence, but they are not tragedy. Let's talk about this. And what was your response when you first started hearing about what was going on at Virginia Tech yesterday?
Well, you know, my first response is somebody shoot this guy. You know, there's a general problem in our culture, the way we respond to evil now. There's a mentality that we have to take everything personal and hug a teddy bear and I think you said that grab a blankie before the show. You know, this is the mentality of a feminine response. And when we are facing a public evil where the protection of people through force is what's proper, a feminine response is misplaced. There's nothing wrong with the feminine response to protect and to pour out emotion and et cetera. But that is proper to a personal context. And my first reactions to this are, oh no, we're about to get another deluge of Oprah Winfrey pouring out of this, rather than what we really need to protect people.
You're so right, because last night I watched NBC's special with Brian Williams on this whole issue, and of course they had to harken back to Columbine. They had all of the victims of the Columbine tragedy that had been there and survived, and it was extremely emotional. In fact, I wished I hadn't watched it afterwards. But as you said, right now all that is pouring out is raw emotion. We have the candlelight vigils are going to start. In fact, one British columnist who had a great deal of common sense, was talking about how the
moral solution.
Onward, just before we go to our phone call, we're talking today with Andrew Longman. We have a lot of callers waiting, but Andrew, you were making an excellent point during the break. There are a couple of other articles on WorldNet Daily today that address this whole issue of guns in schools and the fact that our schools are now guaranteed gun-free zones, which simply tells the perpetrators, hey, this is a great place to turn it into a shooting gallery.
Yeah, when is it that when people make laws, they're going to recognize that, you know, this will apply to 80 or 85% of people out there because those are the people that are actually going to obey the laws. So the good people, the law-abiding people, decide, okay, well, I can't carry my gun at Virginia Tech. Gosh, I'll leave it at home. The bad guys read this law, they know this law, and they're fully aware that they're not going to encounter anyone that's armed. And so as you pointed out, this guy was walking down the hall with a vest stuffed visibly with ammunition. You know, if you think you're going to have to go somewhere and kill somebody in secret and maybe face a retribution threat, you don't walk along with bandoliers of ammunition on your chest, right? But he knew. It's a gun-free school. And in Wilma Daily, there's an article about Virginia having banned guns in schools just last year and how confident they were this was going to make everybody safe. And then Joe Farah had a comment that, you know, now we've pretty much ensured that it'll be ducks in a pond shooting galleries in schools because of these stupid laws that keep good people from defending the innocent. What I say is put power in the hands of the good people. Empower the good people so that they will shoot the bad guys. And that's, you know, the acceptable public emotional response these days is only allowed to be the feminine response. If we had all expressed the masculine emotional response, we're declared to be evil or bad or something like that. But I will declare it confidently. Let's put guns in the hands of professors. Let's put guns in the hands of trustable people in the universities and et cetera by incentivizing it, maybe with a tax credit. I don't know. Let's find some incentive so that the next time this wacko communist, whoever he is, you know, somebody, I don't know who he is, walks into to shoot him up, he gets shot instead.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are going to take some phone calls. We are going to begin in Florida, and we have Charles on.